right, we're back. The divisional weekend. It's a Saturday here on the Lombardi Line. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Rams, Green Bay. It's still sitting 6.5 with Green Bay laying at Buffalo's laying 2.5. We're not seeing a 3. We see a 3 at one book here in Vegas. Cleveland, Kansas City. Kansas City's back to 10. They were 9.5 yesterday. And of course, New Orleans is sitting 3, juiced up, could be on its way to 3.5. Good morning. It doesn't get better than this. Michael Lombardi's at the Borgata. And I got a special friend next to me to my right. It is the mayor, Michael Lombardi.
I see him there. Yes. I looked over earlier and I didn't see his appearance there, but now I do. It made the day. Brian Hamilton said, is Mike Palm in? And I looked to my left and he wasn't. Welcome, Mike Palm. It's good to have you.
Good morning. Good morning, Stowe, Vermont, and all of our family watching on Nest in Tenley Park, Illinois. Peekaboo Marquee, we see you. I say good morning. It's nice to be back in studio.
It's great to have you back. And man, you look sharp today. You're feeling good, huh?
Well, we're excited about the new show, Patrick. I mean,
well, let's talk about it.
I mean, finally, we've only been talking about it for 3 years. I mean, Ron Flatter wanted to do a podcast with them all, and I, and Kelly Bidlin's been, what if they did a show together? We tried to get you. I mean, that was, remember that show where we did My Guys
on
Monday?
Oh, that was good.
I mean,
that was a lot of fun.
That's in the vaults of VSiN, one of the greatest shows of all time. but we're finally putting it together starting next Monday, Michael. Monday through Friday, we have a show in the late morning here in the Pacific time zone called The Nuts. N-U-T-Z with Amal and
I. For those that don't know, maybe you should elucidate a little bit on what the nuts means.
Well, there's like quadruple entendre.
Yeah, there's
there,
a lot
you
going
know, the
on
nuts could, the nuts could refer to our personalities, but it's a poker term for the best possible hand a player could have. Also, in life, I think it means that when you say you're the nuts, that means you're the best.
Yes, 100%. We're excited about two of the most talented guys you're going to find, Mike Palm, Amal Shaw, great chemistry as well with the two of them.
Can we play the Odd Couple theme music when you enter? That would be ideal for the opening of the nuts, right?
The Indian Al Davis and the mayor. Doesn't get better than that.
Mayor and the Mumbai. That was a working title for a while. But, you know, Michael, we did a photo shoot at Circa yesterday, Amal and I, with
nice.
Some scenes
Ooh.
From the sports book, some scenes from the gaming tables up at the pool. Already, you know, the word's out now. And so there's going to be operational changes. The valets have demanded autograt now that Amal's going to be there 5 days
a week. Make sure you put it on the gram. If it's not on the gram, it didn't happen. Speaking of which, is that baby blue or gray before we get to Ron Flatter? Quick.
Absolutely gray.
That's actually a lie. We come back with Mike Palm and Michael Lombardi. It's a big weekend. First, here's an action update. It's Ron Flatter.
Patrick, Michael, and the mayor, how much impact will news today about L.A. wide receiver Cooper Kupp have on the point spread in the Rams-Packers game? The line has been teetering on 7 where it opened this week. With Kupp questionable and said to be a game-time decision, the inactives that will be posted after 3 o'clock Eastern may hold sway. Right now, Green Bay laying 6.5, the total 45.5. Wind may be the biggest factor in the forecast. At Lambeau Field, there's a chance of snow showers. Same goes at Orchard Park tonight for the Ravens and the Bills. Buffalo favored by 2.5 against Baltimore, the total 49.5. Cloudy and windy tomorrow at Kansas City, where the Chiefs are favored by 9.5 or 10 against the Browns, total 57. At the Superdome tomorrow, the thermostat is expected to be set for calm and mild. New Orleans is 2.5 at the South Point, a juice now up to 3. It's a juice 3-point favorite on the consensus against the Buccaneers, the over-under is 52. Maybe too late, but Houston Texans owner Cal McNair says he has been in touch with Deshaun Watson to get him in the loop and part of this process, his words, to hire a new head coach. Watson made no bones about being angry when he was not consulted on the hiring of GM Nick Caserio. Rams defensive coordinator Brandon Staley said to be among the growing list of names being added to the candidates. Word is the Bills offensive coordinator Brian Daboll is the favorite to get the Chargers job and Saints assistant head coach Dan Campbell to get the Lions. Who's the best person to place a $22 wager on this weekend? Not 20, not 25, 22. How about making a bet on yourself? That's the cost of an all-access subscription to VSiN. You invest in your own sports betting success and become a VSiN member today for only $22 a month. Put our expert betting analysis to work for you. Place that bet on yourself right now. Find out all the benefits when you log on to vsin.com/subscribe. This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
It is the Lombardi Line as we welcome you back. We've got weather, of course. I'm the weatherman. I got my Doppler. Michael Lombardi, how about this? It's going to be 71 and sunny here in Vegas today. How about there in Jersey?
I think we have 45 in rain, Patrick, but it's okay. We'll be good. I think it'll clear up a little later today. It's supposed to be in the 40s, may even get to the 50s. We may have a bonfire to celebrate Millie Fest this weekend, so it'll all be good. We're doing good. We're in January. I mean, we got to expect it to be cold, but it's not yet. So it's every day we get without it being cold is a great day.
It's going to be mild in Lambeau. It's going to be mild Orchard Park. It's not going to be bad. So there you see it, the weather. That's my Doppler. Mike Paul in studio. It is the Lombardi Line presented by BetMGM. This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. You guys got a busy day over there at Circa and Stadium Swim.
Well, we're sold out. We're sold out in the book for the booths. We're sold out at Stadium Swim for the cabanas and the day beds and all this, poolside boxes. And then it's also the last day of the giveaway of Derek's Corvette. So we have 54 finalists today, and there'll be 54 boxes up on stage. We built a little stage at the base of Stadium Swim. We actually have the Corvette up there right now.
Wow.
At Stadium Swim. And then they'll be called. They'll pick a couple of the cocktail waitresses. They'll pick the names of the finalists. In that order, they'll come up. They pick a box. They go back to their chair, and then all at once, they open the box. One box has the key to the car.
I look at the board here of the four games, two today, two tomorrow, Mike Palm, and it concerns me because I'm looking at the Palm Reader's playbook, which we'll get to in just a bit, and you've got a teaser. That means you're looking at the four and nothing's jumping out at you.
Well, I like the Saints. That's a group one play tomorrow. But today I think these games are tease games.
It is a group one. That's right.
I could make an argument for the Packers, 6.5, Michael. How are the Rams going to get beyond 17? That's the way I look at this game. And you know, look at Goff's statistics in weather. And it's not even that cold of weather. I mean, 40 or below, which it's going to be 35 to start, but it's going to continue to get colder. The Rams draw a break in that they get the early game today. They don't get a 7:30
That's
kickoff
right.
at Lambeau. But I don't see the path for the Rams past 17. Rodgers is playing so well right now. If they can get a lot of pressure on him, maybe this is a competitive game, and I don't want to lay the 6.5. But otherwise, I thought this game was crying out for a teaser just to get the Packers to win -0.5. And then I'll pair that with the Ravens in the later game getting more than a touchdown.
You got to take it up. I agree 100%. Go ahead, Michael.
You know, I think what Mike said is really important. I mean, look, this is the New York Football Jets beat two teams in the Elite Eight. And one of them was the Rams, and I know they won 23-20, and you can say, well, the Rams really weren't ready to play. Well, they probably weren't, but the Jets did a really good job of manipulating them. They were 2-11 on third down in the game, so it wasn't like the Jets were just fortunate. I mean, they found a way to win the game. They scored 23 points. I think the Packers are slightly better than the Jets in terms of how they're going to approach this, and I think they'll score more points than 23. I think this game gets to 28, and I asked the same question that Mike Palm just asked. How do the Rams score points? How are they going to be able to do that? And when you look at through the season, through the year, I mean, yeah, they put 38 against the Cardinals. I'm talking about the end of the year. They have not been a dynamic scoring team because Goff isn't playing anywhere near the level he once played when this system was put into place. And frankly, the system is kind of stale a little bit right now. He does a great job of coaching, but if they can't run the ball, it's a problem.
It is a problem. And you mentioned earlier in the week, you know, even if it's 30s, that ball's going to get heavy. And he's had another week with the pin in his thumb. You know, maybe he's getting crushed a little bit the way he played last week. I thought he was a little heroic. I guess it's a bit of an oxymoron to call him a little heroic. But I thought he was good based on the fact that he had just had the pins placed in the thumb. The problem for them today, Mike Palm, is Kupp and Donald. How effective are they going to be injured?
I thought you could see last week, Michael, that the thumb was affecting how he threw the ball outside the numbers.
Yeah.
He just wasn't accurate outside the numbers. And if they're able to get him with checkdowns and to throw, you know, Kupp's going to be very important if he can produce today, to throw the ball between the numbers, because I think that's the only spot that he can be accurate. And, you know, if they get down, if Green Bay comes out and gets up two scores here in this game, then, as you say, go to the BetMGM app with the Jared Goff face and start pounding the Packers in game.
You know, here's the thing I think it's fascinating about the Rams that we don't talk about, and this is a tribute to McVay and the opposite of what Bruce Arians tries to do down in Tampa Bay. So far this year, the Rams on defense, they have only played over 33 minutes, okay, four times. All their other games have been 28 minutes or less on defense. 28 minutes or less. Just three times they have exceeded the 30-minute mark. That's remarkable. How do you play great defense in the NFL? You play less defense. And the Rams are a tribute to this. And it's because of McVay's ability to run the ball. They're able to run their play action. They keep the ball. You know, now look, are they good on third down? There's no doubt. They've only allowed 76 third downs to be converted all season out of 223 attempts. That's remarkable. They're really good on third down. But the point here is they play less defense. So against Aaron Rodgers, they will have to play a little more defense. There's no doubt. When they lost to San Francisco in that game, they played 37 minutes. When they lost to the Jets had the ball 34 minutes. When they lost to San Francisco again, the San Francisco 49ers had the ball for 33 minutes. When they beat the Giants, barely, the Giants had the ball for 33 minutes.
I want to couple with what Mike said there about the Goff face, and that's something Michael Lombardi came up. You can tell in-game if he's got the face, fade the Rams. However, if I'm looking to back the Rams in-game, and what am I looking for? Am I looking for Akers to be controlling some momentum here? Remember, last week he ran wild over Seattle, had 28 attempts, a score and over 130 yards. Is that what I'm looking for a positive in-game, and that's Akers and the Rams' ability to run the ball?
I think whenever you can see this game in second and two, second and six, you know, and seeing that, and you're seeing them run the outside, attack the outside, the edges of this Packer defense, if you're seeing that and they're controlling the clock and they're moving it and they're not in as many third downs as he needs to be and he's not getting hit, I think that's a good sign. I think that's a really good sign. Once again, they need to have this football over 32 minutes. That's their recipe to winning. They're going to need to run it for 140 yards. That's their recipe to winning. And I think if you see that early in the game, that they're having success, that it's second and six, second and five, it's not second and nine, then I think you've got a good way to go. And then how do they adjust this? Look, the Packers defense, the Smith brothers and Gary have been really good of setting the edge of the defense. They've done a great job the last month of the season.
Rodgers and Adams have connected on over 76% of their attempts this season. That's second best in all of football as far as a tandem. By the way, if you're going into the fourth and it's 10-10 and you're betting the under 45.5, that's called a dead nut under, and you are the host of the Nuts, so I just wanted to bring that up. The total 45.5, do you have a feeling on that?
I don't.
It's the lowest of the lowest of the weekend.
If you're going to handicap this game, and I'm going to say the Rams are going to score 13,
okay,
right? How do you get it to the over? You're going to have to ask the Packers to score 34.
Shocker, you like the under.
I don't, but I think it's too low. I still think it's too low in a game where Aaron Rodgers is in. So, because, as Michael says, McVay's going to limit the number of possessions. He's going to do, you know, if his defense is only going to be on the field for 26 minutes, there isn't going to be six possessions a quarter.
It is 22.5 for the first half on this total. Do you think it's a little bit of feeling each other out? The cold, or do you think, again, I haven't asked you what your thoughts are on that 45.5, Michael, as far as the total Rams pack.
Yeah, I'm a little bit with Mike. I don't know where the Rams help you in getting to there, but then again, this is Aaron Rodgers, you know, and the Rams defense as a unit have only played 27-53 on average for the season. So they're not out there a lot. Now, this quarterback is different, right? They play a different team. And what does LaFleur look to play against anybody? He's always watching the 49er tape. So that's the first tape he's going to put on. Let's watch the 49ers beat him twice. He's watched probably every one of those games. Rodgers has watched every Fangio game. They will be well prepared. They will know the scheme really well, and I think it'll help them score early, but I don't know if this number can get to the over just because of where the Rams are and how they're set up offensively.
5:15 Vegas time, stadium swim. You're going to look up. It's going to be insane. Not about just this weekend.
Paulie have a reservation, Mike?
Yes.
That's the key question.
He's got a suite at Circa. You know, it's his birthday weekend. So he was at Nobu, the hotel at Caesars last night, and he and the he and the lady friend had dinner at the Nobu restaurant, and then tonight he's got a suite.
You can't hide money, Mike. You can't hide money. You just can't hide it, Kenny.
Birthday boy.
Him and Millie. I mean, it's a celebration. I don't understand how we're not out there.
He was whining to me about the price of the hotel room at Caesars. I said, "It's your birthday. Shouldn't she be paying?" I don't get it.
That's for another show. It's going to be great. I'm telling you right now, this Ravens Bills matchup. It's not even about this weekend in the four games. I haven't looked forward to a matchup like this in a long time.
Here's a game where I like it over, and I'm an under player. I think
you like the over 49.5.
No, because I think both teams are going to their offenses go against the weakness of the other defense. I mean, Don Martindale is going to bring a lot of pressure, right? And if they can pick up these blitzes, Josh Allen's going to have a chance to make big plays today, I think. I think there's going to be some home run plays for the Bills. And then the other thing is the Bills are not that great against stopping the run.
Mm-mm.
And Baltimore's going to be able to run the football and try to keep Lamar Jackson out of drop-back passing downs. I think both teams will be effective on offense. I think it's going to be a great game, and it comes down to a field goal one way or the other.
By the way, Michael, Josh Allen, to Mike Palm's point, 19 touchdown passes against the blitz this year. He has been exquisite.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's really good, and he's been more accurate than we've ever seen him. And this is going to be a challenge for Martindale to not kind of overstep his bounds and try to blitz him. Remember, when you blitz, you're not just blitzing the blitz. You're attacking the protections. That's what you want to do. You want to attack. You want a free runner. And I think oftentimes what happens when teams blitz Josh Allen, he moves. And then he creates another play off of his movement, and he throws it down the field. And next thing you know, you got a touchdown. You know, and I think it happened in the Colt game, right? The Colt game, he saw that blitz coming, and the corner squatted on it, thought the ball was going to come out quicker. He held it a little longer. All of a sudden, Diggs has got a touchdown in the back of the end zone. It's a lot of it is Allen, you know, and you got to be careful. You got to be really careful. But the most important critical factor of the game, keep him in front of you. Make him have to deal with people around him and not let him out. But I'm with Mike. I think this has the earmarks of a game a little bit like Cleveland-Baltimore. Both defenses could have some liability. Both defenses are going to give up some points. And I think this game could go to the over because of that.
Yeah, I'll just say, I mean, the Colts beat up the Bills last week. If we're being honest, the Colts were the tougher team. I thought Allen saved them.
I bet Buffalo last week.
Me too.
Yeah, you laid to 6.5.
That was totally the wrong play. The Colts
were the better team.
Even down 14, the Colts was the right side the
whole
time.
Felt like the right side, too.
The whole time.
Yeah, 100%.
Michael, are you concerned at all about the lack of points that the Ravens offense put up against that horrific Tennessee defense last week?
You know, I really am, Mike. I mean, that's what bothers me. But I thought they did a really good job of controlling. I think Tennessee started that game off doing something different that they hadn't worked on, and the way they were trying to fill their run game. So I think it took them a little while. Once they found a little rhythm, they kind of played it and they got better. I thought they were a little conservative as well, Mike. You know, they throw the early interception. I mean, they should have just kept running what they do. And eventually, I think they got their confidence. But yes, I was. I thought it was Tennessee played well enough on defense to win that game. They didn't play well enough with their offense, which was their strength.
Listen, it's pick your poison. I mean, the Bills are 8-1 ATS their last nine. Their one loss was what, the Hail Murray game?
Depends on where, yeah. And that game was a push. Yeah. Two. That number moved all over the place that week, too, with the Hail Murray.
That's right. The Ravens 7-0 ATS, their last seven. I mean, I just think the tougher team is the Ravens. It's almost the inverse, Mike Palm, of last year, where the Ravens just got out to such a hot start and they were the talk of the league the whole entire season. They go into they host Tennessee, they get crushed. This year, they've really been under the radar.
Well, but they stumbled early, and your boy Roman with his Zebsikian high background
BB
wanted to make.
I knew he wasn't going to skip through the show unscathed.
Lamar Jackson drop back passer experiment, and they got behind. But look down the stretch, they played so many weak teams. They haven't beaten any good teams.
I just want to say, Phil Simms was on the radio. He said yesterday, he said Roman is brilliant. I just thought of you when he said that, you and Bill Berman. He said, Greg Roman does a brilliant job, Michael Lombardi, handling this scheme.
Yeah.
You tell us, you're the arbiter. Are you with Mike Palm and BB, or are you with Phil Simms that you agree Greg Roman does a brilliant job with this offense?
I think Greg Roman is a little bit of a one-hit wonder. I think he needs another album out. I think he can't. He needs to get another tune. He needs to get 13 more new songs. He needs to fulfill the David Crosby. Your one album isn't going to survive your career. I think that's what he needs to do. His run game's really good. He needs a better passing game, and he needs to diversify his run portfolio. He needs to. This is not a criticism. This is coaching. He needs to evolve as a coach. He needs to evolve his game. Most coaches need to evolve. Urban Meyer is going to need to evolve. That's how great coaches stay great. They evolve. I think that's the concern for me.
Hey, Greg Roman, we like tub thumping, but we need another joint.
Chumbawamba or Dexy's Midnight Runners. Listen, he did the same thing with Colin Kaepernick, right?
No doubt. One year,
they couldn't stop him. The next year was a different deal. They're better off to hire Paul Jones out of retirement to get more more ideas on how to run the football. Or
it's
I still say Gary Kubiak would be a better fit for the talent they have on this offense.
No doubt he would be. I agree with that, Mike. He causes you problems. I think that's the offense that Lamar should run. I think he should run the Kubiak offense. It's what it's done for Baker. I mean, Baker Mayfield last year had 92 passes broken up at the line of scrimmage. This year he's down to 52.
I'll tell you what, this 20 minutes has been the nuts. Hey, can I ask you a question? What color is the shirt and your jacket right there?
The shirt.
Look down. Your shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's blue.
He's colorblind. Yeah, I'm convinced
same
he's color, colorblind.
Same color as Michael's jacket. You can go at Beeson Live
he's
and
convinced.
Get in. You can go at Beeson Live and get in the mix, all right?
As he's colorblind. Mike, I hope to see you tomorrow. Mike,
I'm looking forward to
tuning in
the nuts. He's not going anywhere. Hold on. He's coming
back.
Oh,
good. He's staying?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Perfect. Thank you, Mike.
Lombardi's trying to kick you out, Paul.
Well, you didn't mention anything, so how would he know?
I'm just.
Thank you, Mike.
He doesn't just assume, Patrick.
We're coming back. Palm Reader's Playbook. We're going to close it out here on VSIN, Sports Betting Network.
It's time for you to get into Quick Picks. Play the daily sports parlay game with the highest limits and the biggest payouts on the fastest and easiest game in the business. Quick Picks keeps it simple with daily matchups and over-unders of the best players from all of your favorite teams. Sign up for Quick Picks and get a 100% free deposit bonus up to $100. And you can use PayPal so you can be confident that it is secure and legal. Not living in a state with legal mobile sports betting for you to play? No problem. Quick Picks offers legal parlay action in nearly 30 states, including New York, California, Florida, Massachusetts, Texas, and yes, even Illinois. Legal for residents in 28 states, must be 21 or older. Go to quickpicks.com/VSiN bonus to find out more.
It is the Lombardi Line as we welcome you in. That's the Mayor, Mike Palm, host of The Nuts with Amal Shaw. I'm Patrick Maher, live from the VSiN studios here at the South Point. Behind me, the book's starting to fill up here at the South Point. Divisional weekend here as we get into it with the NFL. Josh is texting, the total is falling in Green Bay. 45.5 down to 45 with the Rams. Quickly, Michael, SI is reporting that Watson just simply wants out of Houston. The Texans may have to pick between Watson and firing Easterby. He's the EVP. Are you hearing anything about this?
No, but I think this has gotten to the point where it becomes problematic for both parties, right? I mean, it's now perception has gained so much power, it has become truth. And whenever that happens, then I think it hurts the team. You know, we all talk about this in the New England system. We all talk about this in terms of culture. You can't be bigger than the team. You have to be part of a team, not bigger than a team. And this story has created its life, and you owe it to the organization, I think, to get out of the way. And it prevents you from really doing who you want to be. The person that I know that I was with in New England, Jack Easterby, and the person that they're describing and the different roles, he's never going to be able to do the role that I saw him perform in New England, which helped us win a Super Bowl in 14 and 16. And that being said, I don't think there's any recourse here.
May I ask, was he the team chaplain with the Patriots?
He was the team builder. I mean, his role was he would be in the office twice a week. He was not a full-time when I was there. It became more after I left. But, you know, he certainly was in that role. But the problem here is, and this is the issue, is when you're hearing and talking to players and you're listening to what they're telling you, you can't be involved in their contract. There has to be a sense of confidence. There has to be a sense of trust. That trust seems to have been broken. And because that's broken, how can you function in your job and do it well? That's really the question.
Trust is always good with me and the mayor, Mike Palm. I have a question. Of course, we're presented by BetMGM. I'm just betting on my BetMGM app. You're going to be over at Circuit today watching the number from behind the book. Do you expect any of these key numbers to be hit as far as movement? We still have 6.5 with Green Bay, and you're sitting 2.5 with Buffalo.
Yeah, I think that Green Bay number, it's tough to get once you come off that number, because then you get sideways as a book, right? You go to 7, and then everybody takes 7, and then you go to 6, and everybody takes 6.5. So it's tough to get off that. You know, and Green Bay's been at 6.5 for a while now, so I don't see it moving. I know we'll have a lot of Packers fans there. Michael, it was unbelievable last Sunday night. The whole sports book at Circa looked like the dog pound. It was all Browns jerseys.
Really?
Yeah, and they were fervent. But I also thought, I told Derek, you know, they're getting a daily double here because tomorrow night they're back in Ohio State as well. So they got to come out and get two games for the price of one if you traveled from Ohio.
There's no doubt, yeah. And they split. You know, they split on both of them. I was really disappointed in how poorly Ohio State played in that championship game. I mean, I know Alabama was great and all that. I was disappointed their defense at Ohio State did nothing to take away the best player on the field. That's really what bothered me the most.
I think they're a square dog, the Browns, just using Ohio State as Ohio State's win was Clemson. I think the Browns beating Pittsburgh last weekend was big for them.
Could be. It could be. That was a big win for them for their franchise. Mike, who knows? It's tough to handicap these Chiefs because of the way they've played and not covering all these games. And then you get a 10 or a 9.5 and you say, oh, yeah, they're going to cover comfortably. It's hard to imagine that because they've never really had their foot on the gas. I'm not saying they're not the best team in football, although personally, I think the New Orleans Saints are the best team
in
football.
Stop it.
I do, Michael. I think they're the most balanced
team. I think the numbers back you up,
defense.
Mike. I mean, think about this. The Saints played 92 plays against the Chiefs, and it was a three-point game. 92 plays. They played a doubleheader against the Chiefs' offense.
Neutral, the Chiefs would be 4.5-point favorite over the Saints.
I'm not disagreeing with that. Think about if they recover that fumble on that punt that never should have been returned. That's a completely different game, Michael. They're able to get somewhat of control of that game where they're not playing from behind.
Any words for Thomas Gable? He's coming up.
I love Thomas Gable, and thank you for all the support, Thomas Gable.
You're the nuts. We're coming back.
We'll be watching
Thomas.
The show.
Borgata.
We'll see you tomorrow, Mike.
Coming
see
up
you tomorrow.
Next. Right here. It's VSiN, the Esports Bet. Racing fans, First Bet is the place for you with wagering on races at over 300 tracks, AI-assisted picks. It's the easiest way to bet on your favorite sport with secure payments, attentive customer service, and a reliable website, all brought to you by ExpressBet. Sign up using the promo code Vegas100 today and get up to a $100 match bonus on your first deposit. Visit first.com/betvegas100 for details. That's st.com/betvegas100 is the promo code. We do welcome you back here on a busy day. It's the Lombardi Line presented by BetMGM. It is, of course, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We now head out to Jersey. The race and sportsbook manager is Thomas Gable, and he joins us now. Let's set the scene. Thomas, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. And just so I want to end the debate here today that's going on about this jacket.
Thank
so
you.
I don't know, Patrick,
you.
If you can see here, I actually ran home and changed just for you.
Same color.
Into blue. And you can see the difference here.
No,
gray,
no, that's
blue.
Exactly the same. I'm wearing the same. We're all wearing the same color, the threesome.
Oh, my gosh. I can't.
Well, we have there's now no become, helping. Do you remember in Seinfeld when they found the Merv Griffin set and they had to re-tear it down?
Yep.
And then they went into
and
Gossip
Kramer,
and Birds.
Kramer,
and Kramer and Newman were now doing, you know, Birds. This is what he's become. He's become Kramer over there. He's now running a show that's like, we're going to have the guy come in from the San Diego Zoo and start, you know.
We got a pet iguana out here next.
All I know is Thomas Gable, we used to be friends. Okay, let's get into these games. Are you sitting 6.5 and 2.5? 6.5, of course, in Green Bay, 2.5 in Buffalo.
That is where we were at in both. First game here, Packers laying 6.5, total 45.5 in that one. 89% of the tickets on the Packers, but 69% of the money on the Rams. Interesting here, the Packers have almost double the tickets written on them than any other team.
Wow.
This weekend. Not just have doubled up the Rams.
Is that counting teasers too?
Oh yeah, and they're in a ton of teasers and parlays too.
So what's the most common teaser?
Single game bet.
What's the most common teaser? The Packers and the Chiefs?
Packers, they're teasing some of the totals for Sunday games included in there. But yeah, the Packers, I would say by far, and then also teasing the Chiefs down as well. So
you're gonna have big time liability on Green Bay. You haven't gone to 7 though.
No, but again, we have more money here on the Rams.
Oh, you
on the spread.
Do? Oh,
that's
my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. We have 69% of the money in this game is on the Rams right now. And that's really due to some bigger bets coming in on the Rams.
Yeah.
And that's why that looks so skewed, because you have so many more tickets written on the Packers, but so much more money on the Rams. And it's really just due to some bigger bets on the Rams.
I'm guessing you're just expecting a huge handle this weekend, right?
Oh yeah, I mean it's obviously a holiday weekend. The casino is going to be very busy. I think they're doing like $1 million giveaway in the casino, so it's going to be a very high handle weekend, both in race book and for sports book for sure. I mean, you have a huge slate of college basketball today going on.
How
NBA,
is that
NHL.
Going? You have to buy the college betting guide, because to me, I don't ever know who's playing, what guys have COVID. I mean, it's just
a lot of programs now that they're shut down for a week or two.
It seems like a slippery slope to bet college basketball right now. But people love to do it, so I think you're better off in pro football.
Michael, what's the if I wanted to come and hang out at the Borgata Race and Sports Book, can I do that today?
You have to have a reservation, but you know your man over here, you can get in with him. I mean, it's a little hard table to get. It's going to be like Jared Goff when he goes to that cooler, a heater there in Green Bay. There's going to be a lot of people around it. It's going to be like that here. You know, you're going to want to make sure you get your hands warm. I mean, you know Goff's going to be very near that heater. He's got a table right in front of it. So, but, you know, look, this is a big weekend here at Atlantic City for the whole weekend. So it's a 3-day weekend, and it's kind of a break in the winter a little bit in a great spot to be at.
Have you come down to 45 Rams Green Bay as far as the total, Thomas?
45.5. 45.5. We opened this at 46, and it's only dropped a half a point. I just don't see the Rams scoring much more. I can see them score anywhere from 14 to 17, 13, right. 17, that range. I don't see them scoring past 17 points, though, in this game. It's going to be tough to get that over unless Green Bay really explodes.
How about the night game? I know we talked about this before we came on air today. You love Buffalo, huh?
I don't love Buffalo, but if I had to,
I don't
want to.
I don't
want to.
He's playing coy.
We have one elaborator already. We have one novelist on the show. We don't need
another Patrick sitting here as well.
He's literally a bookmaker. All he does is lie.
He doesn't love Buffalo. I'll take his word for it.
No, he loves
Buffalo.
Please
finish the sentence.
No, if I had to choose the two, I would take Buffalo. If they're laying less than 3, and right now you can get them at 2.5,
that number came out at 3 this week, and it immediately went down to 2.5 on Monday. I thought for sure we would be at a pick 'em. I just thought the more people analyze the game, the more they would see that the liability in the Bills' defense is what's the strength of the Baltimore offense. So yeah. I thought this would be more of – I'm not saying that Buffalo can't win the game. I'm not saying that at all. I just thought it would be an easier game if it were a pick 'em. But obviously there's so much money coming in on Buffalo, you can't do
that. Well, and but there's a lot of people who agree with you because the Baltimore money line is really being bet here pretty heavily as well. So you have on the spread here, it's 52% of the money is on the Bills. So it's basically 50-50. Right. But a lot more money on Baltimore on the money line. People think that they're going to win this outright. So
I'll tell you what, we're closer to three than we are two because I'm seeing most of the 2.5s on Buffalo juiced up.
2.5s are juiced, yes.
Yeah, for those just joining us, remember, you're looking at the juice as far as use that as an indicator which way the number is going. Right now, most books have Buffalo minus 120. That's atop the general standard vigish of 110. So, Vigorish, we could be headed to three here, Thomas.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. So, the obviously, the comeback there, Ravens are at even money. If you want the +2.5, you get them at even money. But, yeah, certainly it could go back to three. You know, this is this game here, you have two teams that are incredible in converting on third down. They're both really, really good converting third down. It's going to be a great matchup overall. I mean, but the Bills have not lost at home since October 19th. That was against Kansas City.
Yeah, and Kansas City ran for 245 against them. But that's a little misleading because Buffalo encouraged them to run the ball. Buffalo played up front. They played their nickel. They were more concerned about getting the ball thrown over their head. They won't be that today. This is where Baltimore gets you in a little bit of an issue. Do you go, if you play small against them, which is what the Bills will do, they'll power you. New England beat them up a little bit. New England was the more physical team when they played there and ran for 188 yards. And New England was able to control it with hard old school runs. And Baltimore will spread them out, but they'll still be in their two tight ends. So this is a challenge, I think, for McDermott and his staff. I think you're going to see in the first quarter what he does, and then the adjustments are going to come in play.
Both Thomas and Michael look great in blue. Thomas, enjoy your day.
He won't.
Thank you, Patrick. Thank you. I thought I could end the debate, but obviously
no,
not.
No, you didn't end anything. It's a big beach house weekend for Thomas Gable. We're coming back with Josh Applebaum here on the Lombardi Line. With BetMGM for a chance to win $100 in free bets. You place a $1 wager on any pro football game with the bonus code VSIN100. A touchdown is scored in any game throughout the playoffs. Download the app and check it out right now. BetMGM. If you download it and use the bonus code VSIN100, it's simple. Touchdown scored, you're going to get paid $100 in free bets. Okay? Got to be 21 years or older. In Colorado, Indiana, Iowa, New Jersey, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, West Virginia only. Please gamble responsibly. If you have a problem, call 1-800-522-4700. In Colorado and Nevada, 1-800-GAMBLER, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, 1-800-BETS-OFF, Iowa, and Tennessee, call or text Redline, 800-889-9789, 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. We do welcome you back here on the Lombardi Line. It's VSIN, the Sports Betting Network. I've got the bets in from behind the glass from Steph here, Michael Lombardi.
Where's she going? What's she got up her sleeve today? I'm sure you're going to fabricate. You're putting 7 zeros on the amount of money she's betting, but that's okay.
The slander that I take on this show is just beyond me. I'll say this. All she said was she's all over the favorites today. And she called the Baltimore organization, quote unquote, a trash organization. I don't know what
that is. As Dominic would say, I wish I could get Dominic to record this. He calls the shirt she's wearing Pat the Patriot. He does it better than I do it. But
you got to do the accent. Come on, let's go.
Pat the Patriot. No, it's not the accent. It's how he does it. I mean, it's brilliant. But anyway, so her hostility towards the Raven is well-deserved. I mean, they blame everybody else for it, and no one complains more than John Harbaugh. With that being said, I'm being objective today in my analysis of the game.
Okay, we will get get your picks here coming up in just a little bit. A trash organization, the Baltimore Ravens, and Steph is on the favorites. They got very aggressive during the break, and I am not making that up. We welcome back Josh Applebaum. Of course, there he is, Mr. Market Insights. You can check out the podcast, VSiN.com/podcast. It's free anywhere you can download it. Josh, what happened since the last time we talked to you as far as these numbers?
Yeah, a little movement since we last talked, guys. So the first thing that jumped out to me is, you know, we talked about it earlier. We have seen some under money come in on the Rams and the Green Bay Packers. Remember, this game opened with a total of around 46.5. Kind of a classic situation where the public says Aaron Rodgers, you know, high-flying offense here, you know, 45.5 is kind of a low total. That's got to go over. However, even though you have, you know, more than half the tickets, like two-thirds of bets taking this over here. Remember, also in the NFL playoffs, this is the time of year where a lot of public money comes in, even though you have this betting on the over. We did see it fall 46.5 down to 45.5. And Patrick, as we're speaking, I did see a couple books go to 45, and also a lot of 45.5s are being juiced up to around -115, -120. So we know that, you know, key numbers with totals aren't as big, but if you think about it, you know, if it's a 24-21 game, lands on 45, that hook there on the 45.5 could be crucial. So Michael, just kind of thinking about this game, do you agree with that move? Would you want to, if you were playing the total, grab that hook, the 45.5 right now?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little bit like Thomas. I mean, I just don't, and Mike Palm, I mean, both guys, I have a hard time seeing this going under, but I do think that Aaron Rodgers will play well today, and I think he will move the ball. Look, I think the Rams defense is really good, but I think the Packers offense in this day and age is better than a defense. So, you know, I'm not inclined to go that way to the over. I like the under more in this game, how it's going to go. But I worry about the Rams scoring, and obviously the hook is going to play. To me, this is a game. When this was at 6.5, I think it's really a Packer play. At 7.5, I think you had to lean towards the Rams.
Rodgers will be your MVP. He's got a 48-5 touchdown to pick ratio. Rodgers, 61-35-4 ATS at home. Is that good? He's also 10-5-1 ATS when playing with 12 to 15 days of rest between games. He comes into that scenario exactly that today. Again, the weather's not going to be a factor in Lambeau. I know we keep on mentioning it, but for January 16th today, Michael, these are ideal conditions both in Buffalo and there in Green Bay.
Yeah, I mean, who would have thought it, really? I mean, I thought that my man Goff was going to have to deal with at least 20-degree weather, you know, with wind, with the wind chill coming in. Now, I think it'll be windy in Buffalo. I think that will affect the game a little bit, especially on some deep throws. I mean, we're looking at, what, 13-mile-an-hour winds up there. They usually increase. That stadium becomes a little bit more difficult to deal with wind, and it'll get colder. But that's where the chill comes in. We all know that the footballs become harder to catch in the cold. How do the Rams simulate that out in Thousand Oaks at their facility? It's hard to do. You've got to get good at catching the ball. Robert Woods will. He played in Buffalo. He understands what it's like.
It's not going to be like a few years back at Lambeau when your buddy Tom Coughlin, his grill turned into a raspberry. Remember that? He looked like a cherry. All right. The Ravens and the trash organization better known as the Ravens and the Bills. Josh, any movement here?
Yeah, so what's interesting to me here is it seems like you have the books, you know, leaning back toward Buffalo at this point, but really unwilling to kind of throw out that three again, because this was a game where a lot of interesting movement throughout the week. You know, we were doing shows on the Lombardi line, you know, Monday, Tuesday earlier in the week, and there was a huge move toward the Baltimore Ravens that opened Bills -3, you know, got all the way down to around Ravens -2. Some shops even touched 1.5. But then as the limits got raised later throughout the week, we saw a lot of Bills buyback come in. -1.5, -2. It's now to 2.5. But what's interesting to me is, you know, Buffalo is not a hugely lopsided play, but they are the public side here. Looks like you're taking in a little respected money late on Buffalo. You know, money line play on Buffalo it's not a crazy price here. You're looking at around -135, -140 on the money line. But what's intriguing to me is a lot of these books are juicing up Buffalo -2.5, -115, but they really don't want to go to 3. So it's almost they're hanging out that 2.5 saying, come get Buffalo under the key number of 3. They are really unwilling to go to 3. So if that holds true, that leads me to believe pull back the curtain, a little liability. Maybe they're worried about giving up that +3 to Baltimore backers again. But Michael, you know, any changes in your thought process on this game? You know, if it's -2.5, do you lean Buffalo? But if you can get to 3, would you lean the key number of 3 with Baltimore?
Well, I think what Thomas Gable said is you're getting better numbers if you bet the money line in Baltimore, right? I mean, and that's what a lot of people are doing. A lot of people that think Baltimore's going to win are going right to the money line and getting a better payout than taking the 2.5, which is ultimately what we think this game is going to be. I'd be surprised if this isn't a field goal game one way or the other. I like Baltimore's matchup in this game. That's not going to change from studying it this week. I like Buffalo's team. I think Brian Daboll's done a great job. I think Josh Allen, all those things I like. This Baltimore defense is good, and I think this offensive line for Buffalo has been hidden by the inability, by the ability of Josh Allen to move and make plays. I think this is a hard game for them. They've got to block Calais Campbell inside. They've got to block Williams inside. They've got to block the edges. I think this will be a challenging game.
Lamar doesn't just win on the road. He covers. Lamar Jackson, 14-2-1 ATS on the road. That's for Josh Applebaum. That's pretty impressive. Okay, it's crunch time. We've kind of alluded to where we're going. Let's make it official with the picks and the leans today here on the Lombardi Line presented by BetMGM. It's a big day. Of course, we'll be back tomorrow. It kind of, again, I don't want to get sad, Michael, but we've got 4 days of football left. You got today, you've got tomorrow, you've got next week, and you've got the Super Bowl, right? Well, the Pro Bowl, which I know you get excited about.
Oh, yeah, I really love that Pro Bowl. I loved it so much. I'll go back and watch the year that Mitch played in the Pro Bowl just to enjoy it more. That's the game I love to watch. If there's ever a game that I rewatch in my career, I usually go back and watch MVP Mitch when he played in the Pro Bowl.
That is
actually, I really like him when he played in the punt, pass, and kick competition of the Pro Bowl that he overthrew people like by about 50 yards. I love to watch that
as
well.
I'm just looking right now here in studio. I'm looking for the Bears to see if they're around today or Mitchell Trubisky. They aren't, but somehow he's still catching shrapnel. All right, let's back it up. We'll start with the first one of the divisional round here, and we've had the leans, but let's get the official picks here. Michael Lombardi, you're going to get Green Bay laying 6.5, and I'm going to give you a total of 45.5.
You know, I like Green Bay here. I'm going to lay the points. I think the Rams are going to struggle. I think Green Bay's playing better on defense. Yes, I know Mike Pettine's run defense, his force, has problems at times. I think Aaron Rodgers is playing at a high, high level. I think Jordan Love could easily have won the MVP award this year for his ability to do nothing but motivate Aaron Rodgers, and he has done that tremendously. I think Rodgers is the best player in the league. I'm going to bet the best player.
Josh Applebaum?
Yeah. I think you guys know where I'm leaning here. I'm going Rams. I know it's gross. How can I possibly be backing Jared Goff?
How is it gross? You can't cry the gross game. You can't cry the gross. This is the Elite Eight. There's nothing gross about the Elite Eight. You can't cry. This is not like when you take Jacksonville in 14, you know, in the season with no quarterback. Now, that's gross. You can't cling to gross.
Boys, go to your corners. Okay, Josh.
I'm going Rams, and I think Thomas Gable in the last segment gave you guys a really good nugget that hopefully people picked up on in this game. He talked about the bet versus dollar discrepancy. He talked about Green Bay being one of the biggest public plays of the day, yet more money was coming in on the Rams. So that's really critical. Public betting on Green Bay, you know, bigger money from more respected bettors coming in on Rams. And again, look at the line movement, -7 down to 6.5. I'll take the 6.5 if that's all that's available, but wait it out. There's some juice here. It may go back to 7, but I'll go Rams. A beautiful play, not a gross play, Michael.
Michael's catch.
Thank you. That's all I was saying. It can't be gross this time of the year. Taking the Jets and 17 against Kansas City, that's gross, right? You know,
yeah.
Taking the Broncos with Brett Rippon, you know, that was gross, right? I mean, there's some things that are gross we did this year. It's the Elite Eight. We can't be gross here.
Yeah, a gray jacket is gross. Baby blue, that's nice. Let's go Baltimore, catching 2.5. You're going to take the Baltimore, I'm guessing, that trash organization, Michael?
I am going to take Baltimore. I am, and I will take the 2.5. Thank you very much. I think it'll be a close game. I think this is a field goal game. I like Baltimore here. I think they're going to run the football. I think Lamar Jackson will play well. It'll be interesting. I will, you know, my son last week when he saw Lamar Jackson, he texted me and said, I think you're on the wrong side of this game when you took Tennessee, because he had that kind of look in him. And I think that ultimately, I think Lamar's got what he wants from his team in terms of the offense he needs to run. And I think he'll do a good job today.
Quick, Josh, what do you got?
I'm with Michael. Same thing. Kind of sharp line move here. All liability from start to finish. Been on Baltimore 3 to 2.5. Great teaser spot. 2.5. Go through the 3. Go through the 7. Take Baltimore to 8.5. Good luck, everyone.
Always contribute to the show at VSiN Live. Quick, the most important part of the. You know what? This is unfortunate, but gray has trounced baby blue. Michael's jacket, 76.6% of the votes. Amal Shaw said it's baby blue, and he's coming up next with the pregame show. Michael, enjoy the games. Josh, enjoy the games.
Thanks, guys. Patrick.
We'll see you tomorrow, right here, tomorrow, same time, on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.